Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I like to dedicate this right here to all my ladies.
Hellraiser,
struggling, doing their man, doing their shit, you know what I mean? Doing whatever it is you do, hold up. As long as you ain't trying to play no nigga or no shit like that, you know what I mean? Hold up. Sip this great goose right here with me, baby. You gonna chill like this. Yo, yo. What up, ma? You looking righteous. You bringing life to the dead. It's like you blessed with the body of ISIS. Give me your hand, they ain't tell you I'm psychic, huh? Read minds, they can tell if you priceless. I'm on the grind till they cut on that light switch. And got chicks hopping up in the white six. Banana clips if you're feeling your mic trip, homie, so don't slip. Get rich and be easy. I'm on the grind in here, please believe me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Blowing mad droll on that.
I'm the young Max Julian, back with all the hooligans. We're Ecuador broads with skin that look Peruvian. Work in the club and she get all our toolies in. Devils wanna know when the clip on my Uzi end. Labels get stressed for some shit you can't do again. So each verse I craft it, I make sure it's classic. Way before the mixes and the album get mastered. Them niggas that you laugh with know you spittin' whack shit. How you gon' eat if y'all all hustle backwards? My flow be legalized, drugs like it's aspirin. Do overcounting numbers, cause the mom and papa's lovers. The ice in my chain match the rays of the summer. It's BK throwing AKs in your hummus. These hoes like tires now, they burning out rubber.
Diamonds in my watch, brand new Glock, tucked in my jeans with my gangster team. We cool.
Yeah, shorty, come over here.
That's my mentality.
I got
diamonds in my watch, brand new.
Don't make me throw a drink on you.
In my jeans with my
bring your ass.
Team. We cool.
Swell.
That's our mentality.
Yeah, Maccabees, black market. This how we do it in a club. Yeah. We be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You might catch us in Bungalow 8. You might catch us in the View. Suede. You know what I'm saying? Tens.
Doing it the ghetto government way, baby.
Peanuts. Some crazy shit. You might catch us in Europe in a club somewhere. Yeah. Maccabees up. Throw your G's up.
What's up, everybody? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. I know wherever you are, it's probably hot everywhere because it is extremely hot where we are right now. So I know it's extremely hot. I know I've been away for some time, but as you all know, I do a multitude of things other than the radio. I'm also on television doing photo shoots. So there's a lot of things I've been doing lately, but I miss everybody, and I am so happy to be back because I'm excited about tonight. You know, I'm always out looking, you know, at the newest artists that are out there from all over the country, no matter where they are. And sometimes these artists just kind of fall into my hands. So tonight I do have two artists that I'll be spotlighting tonight. One of them is from Rock Boy D, which is an affiliate. He's also an affiliate of Mobb Deep. His name is Computa. I will be spotlighting his joint tonight. And also, I have a phenomenal young lady that fell into my lap by way of one of our models, Esquire, Rachel Ray. Shout out to Rachel Ray. Her name is SJ. And when I tell you this young lady is phenomenal, y'all have to hear it. Nothing like it, nothing like her. I don't think there's anybody out there like her. And when I tell you the rest of her story later, you'll understand. And also joining me tonight is my co-host, Fonz. Fonz is also the CEO of The Brand Entertainment, as well as he works with artists as far as branding and marketing and managing. So he'll be joining me tonight, and hopefully I get someone else to come in. You know, like I always tell you guys, you never know who's going to drop in with you here on the Media Boss Radio Network. So y'all just stay tuned, tune in, and we'll talk about some of the things that are going on in the news, you know, different things like that, because there has been quite a bit going on since I've been away for a while. But before we go into any more music, I do have to give a special thank you and a shout out. I was on radio tour, so I have to shout out, you know, all the radio shows that had me on, Dana Marie at UITA Radio, Big Body T over in the UK, repping for hip hop. He's dope, so make sure y'all check him out. He's always got some hot artists coming through there. SJ. So I mean, I there's so many out there that I can't even begin to explain. I'm so excited. I know you guys can hear me because I'm so excited tonight. But I'll be right back with my co-host Fonz, and we're just gonna enjoy the night with a lot of the indie artists from everywhere. When I say everywhere, they're coming from Texas, they're coming from New York, they're coming from Canada, they're coming from everywhere. And I'm just really excited these artists reached out to me to ask me to play their music on the Media Boss Radio Network. And we'll be right back.
Increase the peace and stop the violence. Doing too much, too many people are dying.
Cover the gun side, we all trying to survive each day to get by.
Increase the peace and stop the violence. Doing too much, too many people are dying.
Cover the gun side, we all trying to survive each day to get by.
Walking through the park right before dark, all I see is gun shells on the ground. What's up? Why we being so tough? Is it killing us? Every day someone die because of violence. When we were young, we threw them bees in the street. But now in these days, even the kids packing heat. Today you see them, tomorrow you don't know. Today is not promised, so who knows who's gonna go next. Switch up, grab your people, tell them you love them. Even if they not kin, love them like brothers. We can change the whole world, man, we can do it. If we put our mind and energy right into it. We got to know that life is not just about it. It's the beings that be around us.
So much hate in this world, it can't last forever. Police killing us blacks, making state of emergency. You see why we gotta stay strapped these days just to breathe. I'm working and paying bills. Why I have to be killed because of my color? It's not right, you think it is? You a buster. Next inclined to show, but I can't even vote. I used to push drugs, now I push for the hope. The youngsters don't understand. Prison not the way to go. Like you was, but you won't like that. And you pray to make parole. Violence comes for ignorance. Don't blame it on your daddy. Cause you made the decision. You grown, now be happy. Tired of watching the news. Tragedy in the blues. They even shooting the schools, libraries and church houses. Trees are losing their lives. It's a war all around. It's time for a change. Think if you feel the same, man.
Increase the peace and stop the violence. Doing too much, too many people are dying.
Because of the gun side, we all trying to survive each day to get by.
Increase the peace and stop the violence. Doing too much, too many people are dying.
Because of the gun side, we all trying to survive each day to get by.
Y'all know I had to play those two joints. The first one y'all heard was Hellraiser, a.k.a. Heavenraiser, and Wu-Tang at the very top of the hour. And that one was one of my favorites, Increase the Peace by Brent B, J Red from Moneyworks. Y'all know who they are. They are a couple, a duo. They are a triple threat when I say that they are a triple threat. So y'all make sure y'all find them on all the social media accounts that are out there under that. So I'm going to bring in my co-host tonight, Mr. Fawn. Let's see what he has.
Hey,
Fonz, are you there with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm
How
here.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Fonz, let everybody know who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Fonz. I am the CEO and co-founder of Booker Brand Entertainment. I specialize in marketing promotion, you know, getting the music to the next level, allowing artists, you know, spotlight their talents, because there's a lot of artists out here with major talent and they just don't have the backing or the know-how or the knowledge, for that matter. So that's where
Absolutely.
I come in at.
Absolutely. And, you know, Stefan and I speak a lot, quite often, you know, because as you said, a lot of people don't know where to begin with their marketing and branding. You know, there's so much to it. And even for me at this point, I'm still learning different things. So it's always nice to have people in the industry that you can go to. And Stefan and I always bounce ideas off of each other, and as well as the other people that I have grown to know and create relationships. And that's one of the things I will say, when you're out here in this industry and you say you're a part of this industry, you have to learn to create a relationship. You know, they always like to say build bridges, but you have to create relationships.
That's paramount.
Because along with investing in yourself, you can't have such an ego that you can't create a relationship with another artist from your city or another artist somewhere else on the same platform as you are. You know, you have to learn to build those relationships, because I tell you, no amount of money in the world is going to get you where you're trying to go without those bridges and those relationships. Wouldn't you say so, Han?
Mm-hmm. It's paramount because, as I learned, and I had to learn the hard way, so I'm speaking from experience, the more you build your relationships and you earn people trust and you show people that you're dedicated and that you want to learn the know-how of the business, the more the doors and opportunities open up for you. But see, here's the problem with artists in general. It's the fact that, you know, most of these artists, they got dope music. And I'm not going to stunt. I listen to thousands and thousands of music on a daily basis. A lot of people got dope music. They just don't have the backing or the business know-how to push their music to the other platform.
Absolutely. You know, and I had that conversation with an artist the other day. You know, when you're an artist, it's hard to be the business part of it. Although you should know it, you're the artist. So you have to have a team of people to facilitate all the other intricate parts of being an artist. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people do get a little bit of a misunderstanding with that, because as artists, you know, they want to run everything, but, you know, just as myself, there's certain things that I just can't do, you know. But I always say your network is your net worth, if
yes,
that
sir.
Makes any sense to those that are listening. If you have 5,000 followers, and I'm going to say this, if you have 5,000 followers, and there's a difference between fans and followers, if you have 5,000 followers and you can't get at least 25% of them to support you, then you don't have a network or worth.
Not even 25%. If you can.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not 25%, if you can get 5% to just engage into a conversation, your music will go places, because out of that 5%, that's 5% of new audiences that you're reaching. So obviously they're going to share your music and, you know, help you branch your brand out there even further. But if you're able to,
absolutely,
you know, engage at least like 25 to 30%, that's doing something on a grander scale, because now you got at least about, if you got 5,000 followers, you got at least about 400 to 500 people actually paying attention to your music now. So building these
relationships. But again, I do want to say again, I don't mean to cut you off, but I like to stop that, because people get caught up with the followers. If I were an artist,
I need
my followers, but I need those fans.
Let me explain the difference between a fan and followers, so people don't, you know, misconstrue what I'm saying. Followers are the people that, you know, you're post something, and mind you, please use all your social media platforms. I see artists out here using one or the other. All social media platforms are paramount.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing about, you know, followers and fans, the followers are the people where you post, and they may not like your stuff, but they see it. You feel
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Those are your
mm-hmm.
followers. Your fans are going to share your posts. Your fans are going to listen to your music. Your fans are going to leave reviews. Your fans are going to come to shows. Your fans are going to stream or buy your music. That's the difference.
Absolutely.
People, you know, they mistakenly, you know, try to pair followers with fans, and they are not even the same, because one of your followers might not be a fan. And one of
absolutely,
your fans might
absolutely.
Not be a follower. And I found
you're
that.
You're absolutely right.
You know, I found that out in the industry, you know, coming up, you know, early. You know, But at the end of the day, you have that those fans that are going to go out there and support you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, different things to help some artists that are just stepping their foot into this thing. And this doesn't just apply to just artists. I don't care what you do in this industry.
You need that support.
You need that network. It can apply to anything that you're doing. So we're going to talk more about that, you know, along with a few people that are going to be dropping in with us, Fon. But as I said at the top of the hour, I am spotlighting two artists tonight. One of them, as I said before, with Rock Boy G. I have got a chance to meet that, probably, I want to say that entire family label, which is under the management and the hands of DR. I'm sorry. So if you guys Google him, I mean, I would have to have a huge list of hit records he's done throughout his life or his span. But he's still out there making music. He's working with Rock Boy G. Well, this artist is Computer, and he's also an affiliate of Mobb Deep. So he's got some great stuff that's coming out. He's got some new stuff that's coming. So he reached out to me and sent me something from him that I think you guys are going to like. And after that, we're also going to play, I don't like to show favorites, but I have to with this artist, you know, SJ. We're going to play her new joint. SJ is really, like, I want to say, I don't want to say a newcomer because she doesn't sound like it, but she is definitely new to this industry. And I'm going to save the rest about her for later, but we're going to now get into our spotlight artist, Computer and SJ.
I'm blinking right now, man. Blinking. About to go. Dumb. Snap.
I'm playing.
Word.
Yeah.
I'm walking a pit in the roddy. I want it with everybody. Yeah. You might be a specialist.
I feel like it's true when they say you can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it. And that's what I'm doing. Put my mind to this music. That's what I do best. It's SJ.
Yeah,
I kept a promise to my fam, we gon' make it out. Haters keep on lurking on my name and I'ma clear it out. They asking if I'm back, yeah I'm back, but you ain't getting clout. Push me to the limit, I promise you we gon' have it out. Yeah, you ain't about a little homie, what you staring at? My face is not your target, but my swag is what you looking at. Hit him with that ghost smoke, no we ain't having that. Hit him with that fire, be my team is what it's causing at. I don't think you understand what I'm talking about. I don't think you understand what is really popping out. I'm coming up now, where you really out now? Last time I heard your name, you was out here selling out. Yeah, I've been in the streets, been in the struggle, saving receipts, pawning no toys, the hood is no joy, houses in flames, never rich but just poor, fat, no lie, just so fat, my background is tough, yeah, but drawers ain't all that, anybody come for me, it's a wrap, cause my life ain't no joke and my fists don't just clout, back, I'ma show them how it's done, real work, real bread and real clout with no gun, I'ma play it old school and I'ma bring it when I stunt, they won't real battle, I guess I'm the one they want. I'ma bring it to the best of me, I'm taking over this and I say that to the rest of me, I claim all this, they asking questions like they testing me, they acting like they own me, they acting like they dressing me, nope, I can handle on my own, it's my life, my world, my mind, and my zone, I don't mean to be iffy, but I don't trust men, and if fake, they foul, they snakes, and they all envy, at the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna know me better than I know me, your life's already set out for you, it's just your choice of how you wanna live, and I'ma live it large. So I'ma always clap back. You haters steady talking while I got my sack back. I swear I'm really body, you gon' have to step back. All up in my face, you gon' have to cut that. I mean that, and I ain't never been cold. Dissing on my family, I'ma show you who's bold. Speaking on my life, speaking on my soul. I'll go to war for the fam and this bankroll. True, the name is SJ, if you didn't know. I make moves from the south side, throw the ice, let it snow. I'm a trendsetter, I shoot from the free throw. I spit fire when I speak, y'all should call me Virgo. Man, I'm a bandit, you can't stand it. Calm down, man, handle it. I'm the best of them, hey, you said it. Take a seat, man, I command it. Give me shock like a transmit. And I ain't never been jealous, there's always money in my face, but I ain't never been selfless. I was born to raise, get pops and dupes of credit. Been a worst case crap, but I ain't never regretted words. And I say that to the death of me, grew up in the trenches, but it never get the best of me. No lights, no water, this world really freaking testing me. You could be the best of friends, but at the end, you a guest of me. It could be a little harsh, my trust is at a 3, but to me, that's pretty large. I live to watch out in the streets, that's pretty smart. My money coming slow, but at the end, I'm living large. It ain't even about the money, music is the key. Music keeps me running, y'all claim y'all was there, but I ain't even asked for help. I did this riding solo, I did this by myself. I'ma be straight at the end, I promise that. And I'ma make it. I'ma make it.
Well, there y'all have it. The Spotlight Artist of Today on Media Boss Radio. First one was Computer. Shouts out to all of them over at Rock Boy G Records under the duration of DR period over there. That was a dope track. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you, Computer. And the second one is SJ. Now, when I spoke about this young lady, and I called her a young lady because I didn't want to tell you guys everything about her. Every so often I meet artists that when I hear them, I hear more than just the words that they are spitting. I feel their energy. I feel these words that they are putting out, that this is them. This is their life. This young lady is 14 years old. 14. I listen to a lot of independent artists all the time. Some of them are older, much older, older. But some of them, I didn't mean to say it like that. But some of them, I guess what I was trying to say was to hear her spit the way she did with those bars, this young lady to me, in 4 years, y'all better watch out. What you think, Vaughn?
Honestly, I'd sign her down if it was me. I'll just put it out there.
I'm just telling you, this young lady, I mean, when I heard the joint, shout out to Rachel Ray for bringing us to my attention. You know, I mean, only very few artists will make the hair stand up on my arm. And that young lady did that. And I have her producer on the line. I'm going to bring him in so he can tell us a little bit more about this artist that we're going to hear a lot more from. I guarantee it. So, I mean, I can't even get the words out of my mouth.
That was fresh air, honestly.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm
absolutely
here.
And you know, when I listened to her, the reason why I said what I said when I did the caption, when I listened to her, I felt a sense of rawness. I felt the essence of what hip hop, you know, is, what I grew up knowing it to be, you know, especially
uh-huh.
coming from a female, especially a young female, because as we all know, I don't know, the first female rap artist I ever heard was Roxanne Shanté when I was living in Germany. You know, I remember trying to write down all the words, you know, because she was twisting and turning all those things. Young lady was doing some of the similar things. So that's why I said what I said about her. You know, and I have a producer, he's on the line with us, and I want to ask him, what is it like working with this young lady in the studio? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you.
Oh, being with her, I mean, she's family, so, you know, that's my little cousin. And music is in our blood. We got a lot of singers and rappers, and it's just something that we do. It's a long line of us, so she just happened to be the newest version, and she's one of the best already.
And, you know, she sounds really comfortable. And one thing I have to say about her, I have listened to a few artists around about her age, and I'm not, you know, shooting buckshots at anybody, but they sound like they're doing nursery rhyme, you know, bubblegum kind of thing. And, you know, but she still, you know, was rapping about, you know, things. Yeah, she still was giving us that raw hip-hop, you know, her version of what she sees or what she knows, you know, not somebody else's life or depiction of their world or their life. So that's what I got the sense from SJ when I listened to that particular track from her. So when you're in the studio with her, what does she usually do to prepare when she goes in the booth?
She's coming fully prepared. You know, when she comes, she already got a beat ready. She got her rhymes ready. She probably did it like how I did as growing up, just spitting it 1,500 times before you actually get in the booth, so you actually know how you want to go with it. So didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to expect the first time she came in. I just told her, you know, just go over it. I want to see how you sound. And when she went off, I was like, in my head, I didn't tell her at first. In my head, I'm like, shit, she's ready to go. You know, she's good to go.
Yeah, her delivery was definitely on point. It definitely was. To be at the age she is, like I said, in 4 years, I mean, they better watch out. I mean, because I see great things for this young lady. I truly do. I truly see some things for her because, as you know, we all have to hone our skills, our craft. You know, I don't care how long you've been in this game, you always have to, you know, brush up on everything. You always got to stay, you know, on top of your game, so to speak. You know, and I'm definitely going to be a big, huge supporter of this young lady, and I know so are my listeners. They're going to definitely be watching and listening what she's going to do next. You know, are you guys preparing for any music videos or anything like that?
That's definitely in the lineup. I'm trying to schedule with her, but as soon as that's done, I'll be sure to you'll get the first look at it.
Absolutely. You know, I host a hip hop TV show, so you know we're always looking for new videos too, and it's actually on cable. It's not a podcast, so make sure you get it to us. Do you happen to have her there with you?
No, she's at home, but she should be on the line.
Okay. Well, I do have somebody on hold. I'm going to keep you online for a moment. So let's see who else we have here. Caller, you're on. You're live. Hello? They'll call back. But anyways, as I said before, you guys, I'm always spotlighting new artists, new music. And, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more from SJ and seeing more from her. So make sure you keep us all in touch on what she's doing. Make sure, you know, whatever she's got, if you send it my way, you know, I will promo it. I'm not a follower. I'm a fan. So make sure you send it to me. And Stefan and I both, you know, will definitely, you know, get it out in the atmosphere so more people can hear this young lady, and I hope she's listening, and I want her to continue what she's doing, keep her head steady, and, you know, keep being, you know, creative with her music and never compromise her music, her sound for anybody. You know, that's what makes her different. And just keep
Definitely.
Doing it, because I can honestly say 4 years from now, I can't wait to see her at places like South by Southwest, you know, different shows like that, whatever shows that are going on in your area, please just let us know when she's out and about, you know. But we are truly fans here at Media Boss Lady V Network, and I know that Stefan is a fan, too. You heard what he said. He said he signed her today. Stefan, tell him where you're located at.
I am in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm located in Baltimore, Maryland. So, you know, whenever you're in my city or you close by, you know, drop me a holler.
Indeed.
Most definitely.
Yeah, she's on the line. Her area code is an 864.
864?
Okay.
Hold up. Let me see.
864-349.
Hold up.
Got it. Hold just a moment.
Right,
SJ, you with me?
Let me see something real quick.
SJ,
oh, yeah,
you with me?
In South Carolina?
Yeah, she's in South Carolina. I'm in Charlotte.
Are you there? SJ, are you there with me? She's not responding. Hold on just a moment. Hello, caller? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
You're live. I think they got shy. You know, sometimes people, when I buzz them in, they get really shy, which is understandable sometimes, because sometimes you kind of go, oh, what do I say? What do I do? But we're going to give her a little bit of time to call back in so we can talk to her for a brief moment. Remember, you guys, she is 14 years old. So, you know, we're not asking her too many things that, you know, may be a little bit much, you know, because she's pretty new out the gate. But, you know, we are all here to support her and become fans of her and watch her just, you know, just blossom into this artist that we know she is at this point. So we'll be right back, you guys. We got some more sounds from other indie artists. This one is Big, which is also featuring E3, one of the sons of Eazy-E.
Hey, what's up?
Classic
Ace. Now, hey,
shit, baby.
Pimp C, I see you up there, baby. Screw, I see you, baby. Mo, I see you. Hey.
Got me full of that mud. Got me full of them drugs. Got me dirty like Sprite. But I'm cleaner than sun. Chilling with my buds. Just sipping them buds. I mean sipping that drink. I mean sipping them suds. Got me pulled up, Ace time got me slowed up. Drink and ain't throwed up. Whole crew just rolled up, cutting up like cold cuts. Man, I be on some cold stuff. Coming down
behind big old truck. Baytown may hold up. Baytown may hold up. Coming down big old truck. Man, I be on some throw stuff. We cutting up like cold cuts. Like, ooh.
Nigga, put it down. Grew up a hard head. Straight problem child. King is shit. You know I rock my crown. Rolling fat backwoods and plus I'm double cup. Straight trill on the reel. E3, you know what's up. Slowed and throw, screwed up. I brought it on myself. Body ain't been the same since that activist left. Bet your life on it. Boy, I'm still in Thompson. I'm that green leaf ass boy. Belling and stomping. I run my section. My pops put on for the city ride. The OGs and the H knew what my pops was really like. Real niggas show love and they get back the same. And if you go against the grain, you feel some numbing pain. Stay sucker free, always keep them out my range. Me, I'm that same nigga, E.E., I'ma never change.
H-Town got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than sun. Ooh, chilling with my bud. Ooh, just sipping them buds. Ooh, I mean sipping that drink. Ooh, I mean sipping them suds. Ooh, got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs.
Cup, hold up, so relax, reflex, motion slow, mo, purple world inside of me, Pimp C soul up inside of me, I feel sorry if you haven't heard these Southeast Texas prodigies, got them tired, tread dully, cause we've been burning up them highways, so gon' grab the wheel, cause both me and Zig, I blade, as about that money, B&B resurrection, they think we should be something else, but nah, I'm so Texas, 449 to be exact, on 10 pinpoint on map, Mr. Street as matter of fact, go hard and break that track up, lyrical beast master, fly just like NASA, automated, not animated, we showed up, either does it in discussion like you know what,
like you know what, you know what, baby, Texas, Southeast Texas, H-Town, Shells, Numb and Pain, Eazy-E, baby, what's up?
H-Town got me full of that mud, ooh, I'm full of them drugs, ooh, got me dirty like Sprite, ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds, ooh, chillin' with my bud, ooh, just sippin' them buds, ooh, I mean sippin' that drink, ooh, I mean sippin' them suds, ooh, got me full of that mud, ooh, I'm full of them drugs, ooh, got me dirty like Sprite, ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds, ooh, chillin' with my bud, ooh, just sippin' them buds, ooh, I mean sippin' that drink, ooh, I mean sippin' them suds.
I've been known since a pocket full of stones. Fly as a drone when I claim Orange, Texas, cause it's my home. And when I come through, you gon' smell my cologne. If you wanna get in touch, better hit me on the phone. And when they call, I'm still like, leave me alone. Cause I'm stuck up in my zone, taking shots to the dome. They say I'm drunk now. I ain't even gon' front now, cause I'm feeling myself. Think about hitting on the blunt now. Getting hot, he's a numb in pain. Try to think. But it gets to the brain. I'm in the city where they grip on the grain. And they watch the law where they swing and they bang.
Getting high, he's a numb in pain. Try to stay, but it gets to the brain. I'm in the city where they grip on the grain. And they watch the law where they swing and they bang.
That's Numb and Pain. That's Records, numb FCF. Records FCF.
Shout out to E3.
H-Town, Southeast Texas. Orange, Texas. Compton, California, in the hot. Legendary.
H-Town got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds. Ooh, chilling with my bud. Ooh, just sipping them buds. Ooh, I mean sipping that drink. Ooh, I mean sipping them suds. Ooh, got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh.
Hold up, hold up, hold up,
hold up. I heard a boo. She might try to call you back. Ain't no time.
Hello?
Hello, Esther. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
I'm here. Hello.
Are you? Oh, I'm so glad. I'm glad we got you on the line. I know sometimes it's a little bit difficult trying to get it, especially when we do a live show. But we just played your joint, and it is awesome. I love it.
Thank
I love
you.
It. I am so excited to see what else you're going to do. You definitely have some talent, young lady. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you were listening, but very few people make me kind of get a little emotional. The hair stands up because I feel like when that happens, you're listening to true art and true talent, you know? Tell us a little bit about who your influences are in music. Who influences you in music? Like, who do you listen to? Or
I really don't listen to a lot of people. My main focus is just on myself right now because it's a lot of people that try to, you know, copy a lot of people's style and things like that. I try to focus on my own style so I can be a little bit different.
Wow. That's a good answer because a lot of times artists don't understand that. Like, if you're constantly listening to other people without knowing, sometimes your sound can emulate those very people. So that is a really, really good thing to do, especially when you're trying to hone your skills and really branding your sound, your true craft of who you are and what you do. So that's really, really good that you're doing that, you know. When it comes to your writing and things like that, what do you pull most of your things from, you know, what aspects of your life do you pull that from?
It's mainly like my whole life because I've been through a lot, you know. So it's like I can't fit my whole life story in one song, so I take parts of my life and I put in most of my songs so people can relate.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know that with you being as young as you are, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people, a lot of young kids can relate. And I appreciate you for doing what you're doing because whether you know it or not, people are watching you when you think they're not watching you. Some of those kids that may hate on you are watching you. They are definitely, you are inspiring even those that may say you can't do it. Even those that say you're not good. You are inspiring all those people around you. Never forget that. Never forget it. But you stay doing what you're doing and make sure you stay true to who you are. Okay? And I thank you so much for dropping in. Anytime you drop a new track, y'all hear that, young people? She says, yes, ma'am. Usually I tell people don't do that, but I'll accept it from this young lady. But you stay doing what you're doing. Whenever you get some new music, make sure you drop it in my box and let me get it, and we'll play it and send it wherever we can send it. I got a few friends listening in, and they really appreciated what you had, and we're excited to see what you have coming. Definitely, so we'll definitely be watching and listening.
I'll definitely
do that,
and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, and you keep doing what you're doing, okay? And at the end of the day, you are a star. You are what you say you are, not what someone else thinks you are, or thinks you should be. You are who you say you are. Never forget that. Okay?
Yes,
thank you so much for dropping in, SJ. Everybody, that was SJ. That is my youngest artist I've ever spotlighted on my show because, as most of you know, I do not play most of what other people play. If it's trash, I don't play it. I don't know how else to say that nicely. But he's the youngest, and I hope to get more young people out there.
My mom,
that can send me their music. But at the end of the day, I definitely enjoyed her shopping through, and hopefully we get more people that can send their music in. You know, about a month ago, the music industry did lose an artist out of Florida. A lot of you probably know who he is, and for those of you that don't listen, Expectation, I am a fan. I love the music. Rest in peace. I am truly, truly, you know, sorry that the music industry has lost someone such as yourself. I listen to his music almost every other day because there is some type of message in his music. But nevertheless, I did want to leave this little tidbit to everyone in, you know, coming up in the industry. You know, we all know that beef happens. You know, there's a lot of beef in music. It always has been. But we should never, ever allow it to have it take us to the point of violence. So, because it takes away from the music, you know, so especially in our community. So we want to make sure that we stay to the essence of hip-hop, of music, you know. So I leave you guys with that little bit of a message. So, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just, I think I'm hearing some background music from somebody. So if you're on live, just kind of mute your phone.
Yeah, like right now. Find the scene, my eyes seen. Closest thing to a real queen. Yeah, closest thing to a real queen. Make the whole scene feel like a dream. She was something different. Something different, even though they labeled her average. She was something special, even influential, even though they labeled her savage. Never heard them once say it, sure they got baggage. Even if she let them hit, but never let them happen. My real cool made me really wanna have a good girl swag, but Lord knows she the baddest. And we only kick it like time to time. Every time I'm gone, she on my mind. I be on hers at the same time. She wanna fall in love, hoping I ain't sharing mine. Baby, I don't want her, I want you. If you choosing me, then I'm choosing you. I'm down to move, how you down to move? I wanna leave, but I wanna leave with you. Like right now, like right now. Finest thing, my eyes. Like right now, closest thing to a real queen. To see the gold watch, gold chain, overnight fame, ain't overnight fame. I'm tired of pain, sick and tired of gang. I want you, hoping it ain't all the same. Like right now, finest thing, my eyes. Like right now, closest thing to a real queen.
For joining and tuning in. I'm sorry for the little technical difficulties I had a little bit earlier. It happened a little bit, go live. But I want to thank SJ for dropping in with her producer who dropped in. And for those of you that want to follow her, you can find her IG at Sierra Johnson. Make sure you guys go and follow her. And she's always open to support and businesses like that, or if you know any business that she may possibly want to take part in, because she is fairly new in this industry, but she has a bright future. So, you know, as with most of my network, we do support one another and help one another get to that goal that we are all trying to reach. So if you're listening and you guys have heard her, I ask that you you know, go to her IG at Spirit Johnson, follow her, give her, you know, a little bit of, you know, tidbit here and there, if, and reach out to her. You know, she does have management. She does have support. You know, she has a team that's there, so she's just not out here, you know, solo D-Lo. But she's definitely someone that we need to definitely keep our eye on. And once again, I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. Sorry for the technical difficulties. As I said before, I was talking a little bit. I don't know if you guys heard me. I know we lost someone in the industry from Florida, Ex-Tentacion, about a month ago. It was very, very sad, and I am a fan of his. And I just pray we don't lose any more in this business because, you know, music is such an integral part of all of our lives, of all of our lives. And that young man, you know, one of the things that the media was doing that I didn't really like, that people tend to do all the time, people always like to bring up all the bad things that a person has done, and they never want to look at when the person decides to make a change. People don't like to do that. And that young man had a few things, just as any of us have, you know, but he was overcoming those things before he was taken away so suddenly. So, rest in peace, and, you know, my prayers go out to his mother and all of his fans, and he truly had a true following. You know, one day I'll talk a little bit more about him, because as I did a little research on that young man, that man reached the masses without even leaving Florida. So we'll talk about something like that later. But, you know, I'm a true fan of his, and let's just not lose any more to this industry. Before I go, I do have to give a shout-out to my family, Esquire, Rachel Ray, Timepiece Photos, GGO, Hellraiser, Heaven Raiser, his whole camp. I have to give a shout out to Big Body P over in the UK, all my fans in the UK, overseas, Issa, I Can't Leave You Out. And there's a lot more, you know. I do have a huge support system. Mo, the director, I Can't Leave You Out. Most definitely. So I definitely appreciate all of you who have supported me through this time. And make sure you guys continue to follow me on IG. Stefan, do you have anything you want to leave?
Shout out to my team, man. You know, shout out to the Four Dab, whole Usos, whole G-Dub, you know, the whole Four Wheel Music Group, because without them, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, man. This is a collective. This is a team effort. It's not about me. You know what I mean? So I just want to say, you know, shout out to the whole entire
Absolutely.
Team for putting it down, holding on, you know, putting it in for the city, you know, for Baltimore and ATL. I love y'all for that, man. But for all artists out there, like, I'm going to tell y'all this, and this is some advice, you know, somebody I look up to gave me a long time ago. There are two ways you can go about making music and making friends in this industry, but you got to understand the consequences and know-how that come with each road that you choose to travel. And most people aren't going to like your music. Most people won't even support your music. You're not here for that. What you're here to do is to leave an impression. And I'm honestly say, listening to tonight's show, I've been left with a serious impression that music is not dead, because in retrospect, you know, I don't listen to a lot of mainstream music, but I like mainstream music. I just think a lot of people, you know, don't, you know, dedicate themselves to the craft. And, you know, listening tonight, I can honestly say there are some people who are, you know, who are bringing the creativity and the art back to the game. Because that's what it's surely missing.
Absolutely. 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 There are a lot
Kinda
of people that are still
get back in the studio.
Out there. Absolutely.
Really
absolutely.
Absolutely.
And
studio.
I always tell people, boy, if I could rap, but I can't. I can't. You know, I'm here. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel. But I wish I could. But there are still. There are a lot of artists out there that have the true essence and embody to me what hip hop was or what it is.
And this is very important,
you know,
for
what
all
it is,
artists
what it
that's
be.
Listening. This is very important for all artists that's listening. Do not pass up opportunity because of the naysayers says it's not an opportunity, and learn self investment at an early age, because when you learn to self invest, you will go a long way. A long way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a long road. You know, this industry is a long road. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Some people it takes 10 years. Some people it takes 5. But it's a long, long journey of investment, of time, lost sleep.
lost sleep ain't the word.
It's a lot of that. Absolutely. And, you know, and as Fawn said earlier, use all of your social media outlets. Don't just use one. Use all of your social media outlets. Every last one of them.
Every last one of them. I don't care if you want Snapchat. You better make a 10-second video. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram,
you
gotta
stay consistent. You got to stay consistent. You got to consistency and discipline will get you a long way. You got to stay consistent.
Yes.
But I thank you all for tuning in and joining in. Until next time, make sure you guys follow me on IG. You can find Fawn. Fawn, where can they find you?
You can follow me on IG at @_25. You can follow me on Facebook at Stephon Yates. You can follow me on follow me on Twitter at @_25. I ain't that hard
already.
To find.
Oh, like we say in Texas, already. But thank y'all so much for tuning in with your girl, Lady V. And until next time, I will see y'all again. And if you're out there and you have music, you can send it to my email, esquire@gmail.com. Please make sure you drop it with an EPK. Electronic press kit. Every artist should have one. You cannot function
if
without
it. If you need
it.
One,
so,
if you need one, there are people out here who would do them for you. Artists got to understand. You're
exactly.
Never alone. You're never alone.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
If you
absolutely.
Need help,
make
don't be afraid to
you
reach out and ask for help.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, thank y'all so much for joining in and tuning in with your girl, Lady V, on Media Boss Network.
Peace.
Wish I could have them all at once. Fresh vanilla, pecan, chocolate deluxe, caramel, brain freeze, they got me stuck. Scoop them up, I'ma need more than a cup. I need Becky with the good hair,
yeah.
Judy with the big butt,
yeah.
Slella with the tomboy,
yeah.
You should see her clean up,
yeah.
Betty with the good cup, Jesse with the good look, Amy's so ghetto but don't know how to hood look. Brenda got a baby but she also got a figure back. Keisha's so annoying but she fly, gotta give her that. Tasha's so curvy, Carter so nerdy, Kayla's so pervy but also so purdy. Coretta said you better choose chocolate. Or you still Peyton, you ain't Martin. M. Hell came with damn Gina. I thought we all came from Pangea. Silly man,
I like you though. Oh man, I want them all. Look at God, man, they coming up. I want them all, yeah, I want them all. I wish I could have them all. Yeah. I'm known to cuff me a Trinidad joint, you know I like those. High yellow under the sun, at night a red bone. But every now and then I fall victim to persuasion. Erotic karate, eating hibachi like I was Asian. Low key, I got a thing for both a Creole and a Haitian. Lose my thought when I see chocolate winding like she Jamaican. Wanna love them all, at least for the night. Like we both single, infatuation high. I swear I love every skin tone. But you girl, you girl, you look like you something else. A flavor that I never seen, that French vanilla caramel. Caught you checking with the kind of glare. Like you kinda want me, so I shoot my shot. Type poetic, got me feeling lucky. We both want the same thing, let's start with a name exchange. Later we can switch the pace if you feeling the change of lane. We can do the things you like, long as you down. In my eyes, you beautiful, ain't never seen another you.